Back when the Mohammedans were beating Haridas Thakur, what service of Krishna he was doing, Haridas Thakur? When were they beating? Don't do so. Don't chant Hari. But he thought that he is the service of Krishna. So he was doing. But they were trying to kill him by beating. Haridas Thakur was saying that this is my best service. That they are beating me, I am taking Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. This is the best service of Krishna. And for Krishna, he was Sahaja. We are intolerant of him, tolerated all these things. So this is the service of Krishna. So these calamities, these suffering are very pleasant to them. As Prahlad Maharaj did, his father gave him poison, he made him aag pe jalne ke liye jalaya, tried to burn him in fire. But Prahlad Maharaj did very pleasantly. Why? Because he has given himself in the lotus path. Like Bharat Maharaj, the Sikhs were searching their first sacrificed Pashu, because he was clad red. So they were searching him, and they saw a very young and very beautiful person is there. They caught him, catch hold. If at that time Bharat Maharaj wanted to Rakshapni Kakshabhani,
he wanted to protect him,
he could have run away from there. He had tried at most anything for that, but he did not try anything against him. They took him to the Devi and they gave him to eat something. He ate something, all these things. They covered him. They gave flowers, garlands, and they were making ready Bharat Maharaj to give sacrifice. He was trying nothing to escape from. He was telling that this is the service of Krishna. Always remembering it that time, he has no time to see that they are what they are doing. He was not nervous. So he was thinking this. And Krishna has so much eagerness to protect him. So he gets inspiration in this. Devi's heart, and she at once came out of that deity and took the sword and cut off all the
necks of the
Devi folded his hand and told that, "You are Krishna Bhakta. They have offended you, so I am Krishna. Now you can go." So we should be like that, not nervous in anything. Only we are doing service of Krishna and he will protect or not protect. We'll have to die again, we will do. And next part, why to be nervous and so we should be like that. That kind of person can do that. Otherwise not. Try to be established in all these things.
Purva itihas bhulim sakal sevasukute mone amita tamar sumita amar kikaya parabhane. I forget past birth history, getting your পূর্ব ইতিহাস ভুলে নিতে পারবো, আই ফরগেট এভরিথিং অ্যাজ বিফোর ইউ আর ফরগটেন,
কি হলো জি ফরগটেন, ফরগটেন বর্তমান মে
ফরগেট ফরগটেন দুনিয়া মতলব কি ভুলে যাবে
আজ ফরগটেন এভরিথিং
আই হ্যাভ ফরগটেন এভরিথিং
of past life who am I, from where I come, what I was doing, everything.
And before find out in a lot of things which I have done, his past history, I forget everything. Getting your seva suit, that means here so many happy in your service, taking this, getting this service, I forget everything. And I am yours, you are mine, so I am no need of any other way else. I am your and you are mine, this is the best well. I am no need any other way. Bhaktati vinod anande dubiya tomar sevar kare sab chesta kare tabo ichha moto thakiya tomar ghare. Bhakti vinod thakur chilo bhakti vinod thakur thinking in pleasure for your service and is doing everything only according to your desire and staying in your residence.
What is the sar and substance of what he has told? You can tell. In very few lines.
He is talking about the benefits of Saranagati Bhagavan and how it will help him tolerate the distresses that come in material life and what kind of happiness he will attain in Bhagavad Seva.
More?
And he's saying this seva has actually immersed me in anand and bliss, and everything I do will be only for your desire, so I will remain at your feet, the your gara is at your feet for all time.
What you have understood, let birth in Vaishnava, Sutra Vaishnava association, we can reach to that level here. But we will have to make us our heart like Bansi. Nothing inside.
Empty.
So that Krishna may give his blow. What he wants to give in this, how to? Everything totally, Bansi has nothing to do. He is empty. Krishna may play in any way,
anything.
It will have to be like that yantra. Yantra
means instrument.
We are instrument. Do you follow? Then we will go to Gaganga. As today. Go, Pramane. Embodiment of all gods, demigods. Means, what functions are of demigods? Guru can do all. Like all the demigods are called Lokpal. Lokpal means?
Lok is planet.
Those who are supporting Jiva by giving air, by giving rain, by giving food, by all these means. But they cannot give any food to Atma. So Gurudev can see more than all demigods. So he can do the function of all things. He can give rain, he can give water, air, everything. And also he can give prema bhakti. Because how he can give all these things, because if any disciple comes in mud, we support them by Gurudev supports by water, by food, by clothing, by giving rooms, everything. If that disciple is surrendered to. So Sarvadev is Krishna. He is the master and supporter of all demigods. So he is the servant of that Krishna. So he is also Sarvadeva. He can do the function of all demigods and more than that. In this sense he is Sarvadeva. Like Vishnu, Guru has been told that he is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Brahma gets birth. Guru gets paramarthik janma. Spiritual birth. By Gayatri and mantra he gives this. By all mantra. Vishnu protects and supports. He also gives milk in the shape of his Harikatha and all this. So he is like Vishnu. And Mahesh. By supporting, by this kind on anartha. This body then becomes anartha and old, worn and torn, then by destruction, Shankar takes it and gives new. So Guru does also this. New life he gives. He cuts the asakti. This Vartaman Janma. Then it will be born and torn. That is, he will make this. He will cut up the asakti of all these things, worldly desires and in this body and everything. So by this, he destroying this world, he gets new birth. He purifies all Atma. So Guru also does. So he is like Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. And they are Sarvadevai, so Guru is Sarvadevai. Understand something?
There are certain moments.
Who many of them?
Not all the
birth persons. He has told that once a part of our Mayavadi. But
maybe something wrong with the translation in
English. You have understood wrong. Not like this.
You can check the Hindi or the Bangla version.
Pancho Pashak are Mayavadi. This is true. Those who do Panchopasana, Shankar, Shakti,
Ganesh,
Surya, Shakti, Vishnu,
Shankar. These are all Mayavadi.
In different parts of Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving so much explanation about Mayavad. He speaks about it so much.
Okay, you should try to understand.
Why is it so important that we understand it so deeply?
What?
Mayavad. Why do we have to understand it so deeply?
Because this world is full of Mayavad. So you'll have to know that what is Mayavad and what is bhakti, then pure bhakti you can realize and do. Otherwise not. You will think that Mayavad is bhakti if you will not know all this. Khatri of that is known. Each mantra, the shloka of the Shruti are called mantra. And each mantra has their own Adhishthatri Devata. What do you mean by Adhishthatri Devata? Like Ganga, water, Pratishthatri Devata is Ganga Devi. So where is the Adhishthatri Devata of this whole ocean? Varun Devi. Well, Kuberi is the Adhishthatri Devata of all kinds of wealth in life. Eight mantras are like Jivas, Chetan, Dev Devi. So, about Adhikansh. Mostly the Shruti mantra are Devi and they are Chetan. When they hear the Hari Katha and they know Rash Lila, when they hear, when any Rishi who is a Rasik Vaishnava, he makes any mantra, then this mantra Adhishthatri Devi or lupta ho jata hai us bhav mein. There is very strong greed to be like that. Then they worship in the same mood and they are called Shruti Chari Yogi.
Yashomati Nandan Maharaj said that our all Vaishnava Acharyas, meaning Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they were all Raganuga Vaishnavas. Some of them were Ragatmika Jan. Ragatmika Jan means who are eternal states of Lord Krishna and Vrajalila, their associates, their parikar. Like Sarva Damodar Goswami, Rai Ramananda and others, and Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they were all Ragatmika Jan. They acted as Raganuga Vaishnavas in order to make it convenient for us to understand and understand this Raganuga behavior, and then we can follow it in our life. Then coming down, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also Ragatmika Jan. He has eternal Savrupa, eternal identity in the Nitya Lila of Krishna in Braja. But if some people, some ignorant people, if they don't believe him to be Ragatmika Jan, then nobody can deny that he is a Raganuga Vaishnava. Because from his literature, what he has written, his life itself, his speeches, and all other ways, his thoughts, his songs, every word, everything, every moment of his life reveals that he was a Raganuga Vaishnava. So this song is composed by him. He wrote many songs. He would take a verse from the Shastras and he would get absorbed in that shloka, and then he would translate or transfer it in the form of a song. So he has written so many songs in Kalyana Kalpatru for the benefit of the living entity. And Maharaj said that at this time they were very fired up brahmachari to remember all these songs from Kalyana Kalpatru, etc., etc., Atmanivedan. First comes the category of songs under Man Shiksha, where he is addressing his mind in different ways to get rid from all this different kind of attachments and longings or different desires which we have, material desires which we have in our heart. Just like he was referring to the song, Amara Jivan Sada Papirat Naika Punya Dalish. In this song, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that I'm so fallen that I'm actually sin personified. I don't fear to commit sin at any time. When I'm committing sin, I don't feel that I should worry from it. I should be scared. I will enact the reaction, no? And what to say of just sinful activities? I even don't feel fear in committing Vaishnava Prath, Nama Prath, Seva Prath, because it's my natural function. I do this. So these songs under Manushiksha section, they very nicely reveal this modes, how the living entity is really attached, entangled, and then how by meditating on this song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can come out from this position. Then coming the section of Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan is a song telling the description of Sharanagati. Actually, the way Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Narottam Thakur are Sharanagat, surrendered, we cannot become like that. So why do we read these songs? We read these songs, we sing these songs in order to, if we can get this mood in our heart, we can also become surrendered to Gurudev and Krishna, the way Srila Narottam Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is surrendered to them. So this Atmanivedan song is like that. And then he was pointing to the song in which one line has come. This line has also come in Jai Jai Harinam Chidananda Amrita Dham Paratattva Akshara Akash. In the last one he says, Tava Swalpa Spurti Pai. And then one line is there, and then it says, Linga Bhanga Hoi Anaya. This, I'm just missing one line of it. Anyway, so in that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling how the potency of the name works actually. We have this gross covering of the soul, which is this material body made up of the five different elements. This is first covering. Then the second covering is called subtle covering, and in Sanskrit we call it Linga Shri. This is made up of mind, body, and
intelligence.
Yes. So the Harinam, the holy name of Krishna, is so powerful that not just its gross covering, it even cuts this subtle covering of the soul also. And then what it does, it takes the soul and puts it in the lotus feet of Krishna in Braj. That is the belt, that is the causeless mercy on the name of on us. So he spoke a lot. I'm just being very short. I'm just telling main point, one or two lines of every section, because you know. Anyway, so then it comes to this song, Yashomati Nandana Braja Vrindavan.
Maybe say something about that song about in Kalyana Kapitula.
I told you he spoke many things. And
yeah, but still, that's about being born in Braja. Come on.
So that is not in that section.
No, but it's in another Siddha Lala. Can you talk about Lala Mahi?
Yes. So I'm coming in this section. In this section, this Yashomati Nandan Brajavarnagar, there's also songs Lekite, Gulikavaka, that also in Kabe Gauravani, Suradhani Tate. So these songs are, in these songs he's revealing his lobha, his greed which he has. Earlier songs which were coming under Atmanivedan and Manushiksha, this is a position when we are anarthagras. We have so much anarthas now. So what we do, we sing this bhajan with heart and mind, understanding their meanings and praying to them. And then what we do, we are in the association of the Vaishnavas, we are serving day and night, and we are taking personal association from them. What does it mean by personal association? We reveal to them our real personal problems, and then they help us to get rid of that. Then gradually, and also taking shelter of the holy name, gradually, a stage comes when all the anarthas go off. Then what happens? We develop real greed for Braj. And in that, this Siddhi Lalsa, Lalsa Mai Bhajan, this is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Maharaj was explaining a little bit about Kavya Gauravani and all these things. Dekhite. He says, they have revealed everything. Dekhite dekhite bhajan, he is telling his all desires and the ultimate in the spiritual realm, in the transcendental realm, whatever a jiva can think of, or whatever maximum heights are attainable for a living entity are being revealed in this. There is nothing higher than this, everything is there. Only it's a matter of our understanding, how much we can comprehend. Now, in this song, Yashomati Nandan, Brajabharanagar, Gokula Ranjan Khana, of course Maharaj gave such a rasic commentary on this song that I heard it for the first time and I was really wondering to hear it. And also I was really feeling so great in my heart. Anyway, I cannot get the meaning of it. I mean, I could not relate because my level is so down, but still I was appreciating to whatever maximum ability I had in my heart and mind. And I was praying to him that he can...
You're real nice and tell us everything.
Oh no, I have to go and say chapatis. Vaishnav Seva. So Yashomati Nandan, he gave two, three meanings of Yashomati Nandan. First, because you are son of Yashomati, and Yashomati, she is personification of Vatsalya Bhav. That means you also have Vatsalya Bhav. And with this, your Vatsalya Bhav, this quality of Vatsalya, please be merciful to me. This is one. Number two, he is saying, Yashomati Nandan, Mother Yashoda tied you up with the rope. That mortar and pestle rope tied you with that. How could she do that? Because she has more love than you. You have love for her, but she has more than you. That's why she could easily bind it. So, I may also have that love in my heart with which you can come and stay in this heart eternally. That bhava I want. That seva vritti, that tendency of service, that service mood by which I can please you so much that you always stay with me and you don't run from me. So he's praying that Yashomati Nandan. And then he gave one more. You remember that? What was the third one he was saying of Yashomati Nandan? Nagar. And then in Brajabhar Nagar, Maharaj said that Braj Nagar Bhar. Like that. How? Nagar means Prem ka ras ke aswadak. Prem ras ke aswadak. That means, ras means mellow. One who is the object of mellow. Aswadak. One who tastes, one who enjoys, one who relishes.
Tasting.
One who tastes, one who tastes. Means the person who is the object of rasa. Who is he?
Taster.
Yeah, that's true. Taster. So he, who is he? He is called Nagar, and he is Prasibara Nagar, and his crown jewel among all these Nagars, among these tasters, and these Brajadevis, they are Nagaris, and Krishna, he is Nagar, like that. So it's Brajabara Nagar. And then Maharaj spoke one or two lines in that also, and then Gokula Ranjana Kama. He is giving so much pleasure to all the Brajavasis with his countless pastimes of different rasas, with all the devotees of different rasas. He is going to Gokul and playing with cowherd boys, and also he is giving pleasure to all the other Brajavasis also by means of stealing butter, etc., etc. This is how he is pleasing all of them, also to the cows and to the forest of Vrindavan, and especially to the gopis. So he is giving pleasure to everybody. So he is Gokul Ranjan Kana. From morning till night he is giving so much pleasure to them by making different pastimes. Gopi Paranadhan Madan Manohar. He is Madan Manohar, enchanter of the cupid. Right? Yeah. So he is like that. And then Gopi Paranadhan. He is the life and soul of the gopis. So Maharaj explains so many deep moods, because each line Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying by having a special sentiment in his heart. Because when bhava comes, then it's not just one, it's millions of small waves in the ocean, one after another, one after another, one after another. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one after another, he is feeling these sentiments in his heart and is expressing them in this song. So then it comes Kaliya Damana Then I could have opened. He's making his pastimes of playing on the hooves of the Kaliya snake. And what is this act? This act is of bravery. He's showing that I can do this. I'm so brave, so powerful I am that I can play on the hooves of the snake also. And then by this, he is giving pleasure to all the gopis. And some who are very special among them, also to them also. And then Amala Harinam Amya Vilasa. Here Maharaj said, don't consider Harinam and Krishna different. They are one. So then what we pray? Amala Harinam. I pray for the day when I will be able to chant purely. Why? Because the day I chant purely, all these leelas will come in my heart like a shruti. They will be revealed in my heart like a sequence. 24 hours I will witness this leela. That's why I pray to chant the holy name purely, because they are non-different. And Vipina Purandara Navina Nagaravar Vajrasivadana Suvasa. So he is saying Vipina Purandara. Vipina means Vrindavan. Purandar means Indra. So he is Indra of Vrindavan. He is Vrindavaneshwar, and Srimati Radhika is Vrindavaneshwari. So they are having their pastimes in Vrindavan. Navina Nagaravar Vamsivadana Suvasa. And again, Navin Nagarbar, Nagarbar, we understood that Nagarbar means that he is counselor of the tasters of rasa. And then Navin means that at every moment,
ever fresh.
Ever fresh. At every moment, it's a new sentiment. Ever fresh. So, this is all these symptoms or all these qualities of a Nagar which Krishna have, this is all there to enhance the pleasure of the rasa. And then he and all others who participate in this rasa, they enjoy that. So Krishna is always busy in pleasing all his devotees as associates in Vraja. Bansi Vadana Suvasa. Suvasa means Suvasa. He's dressed so nicely. He's playing flute underneath the kadam tree and he's leaned on the trunk of the tree, and then he's in a very charming form and is playing so much nice tunes. How is he playing? As if it appears that he's calling to all those who are pure hearted persons, means who are mukta, anartha mukta. Those who don't have anartha, when they hear this, he's calling to me, and they run to meet him. Like that. This is Bansi Bhagana Swami. Brajajana Palana Asurakula Nashana Nanda Godhana Rakwala. And then he also maintains all the Brajajan, all those residents of Braja. He maintains them. How he maintains them? Putting and lodging? No, not that way. He maintains them by the means of love, exchange of love, thick exchange of love. And they also, just like Yashobati, Shodamaya, she is also busy in engaging all the boys and all the servants and all the gopi girls who are younger in age in the service of Krishna. How? She will put them to cook for Krishna. And then all the boys, they are really very ready, they are fired up to go with Krishna for cow grazing, like that. So everybody, they get strongly attached with each other in this exchange of love. Asurukula Nashan. Actually, there are no asuras there. But we can understand here, he's talking about this Prakati Leela, in which all this Vyomasur, Vishabasur, Shankachura, all these people came, all these demons came, and Krishna killed them. And he again announced the pleasure of the Prajvasis. And for sadhakas, it means all the anarthas. Krishna clears all these anarthas. So it's Asurukula Nashan. Nanda Godhana Rakwala. Nand Godan. Godan means go means gopis, gopas, cows, and all other goes. So he increases them. Number is one thing, but increases them in their pleasure also. So Nand Godan Rakhala, and he protects them also from all these asuras who are coming at different times. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskar. Govinda means Vindati Iti Govinda. things, one who enhances the pleasure, the love. And this name was given to Krishna after the pastime of Govardhan, lifting Govardhan hill on his finger. When Indra came, he was very proud, and Krishna, he shattered his pride, and then he established the puja of
his pride.
So he established the puja of Sri Govardhan. This is how later on Lord Indra came. This Indra came, and then he came with Surabhi cow and worshipped Krishna, and he gave him the name Govind. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskar Sundara Nanda Gopala. Navanit means butter. So butter here is just what you call it. It means is instrument here. Actually, he steals their heart. He comes and steals. He'll make some eggs and he will steal their heart and run off from here. And then they're just watching. Krishna's gone. So he's Navanita Taskar. Taskar means one who steals. Smuggler. He's a smuggler. Yes. And then Sundara Nanda Gopala. Because smugglers, they act in a very special way. They will not let you know and they smuggle the things. In fact, they put so much force to stop smuggling, but still they smuggle. So Krishna is like that.
Yes, expert.
Expert dealer.
A liar.
Yes. Yes. Sundara Nanda Gopala. And his beautiful Nanda Lala. Jamuna Tatchara Gopi Vasanhar. Rasala Sikhyapama. And he is Jamuna Tatchar. Actually, there are so many words in Hindi, it's called Jalchar, Sthalchar. So, telling that this instinct or this species of entities to whatever habitat they are surrounded with, this word are given to them. For Sthalchar means those who live on the ground. Jalchar means those who are swimming, the aquatic animals. So here he's called Jamuna Tatchar. He is always on the banks of Jamuna. So why he is there? Because he knows. Yes. And why they are there?
To be happy.
So they make some kind of arrangement. And they would be before, they knew he's going to come and they will make some kind of...
Maybe go get water.
Yes, yes. Something like whatever. Something. And they will make sure that they are when he comes. So that's why he is Jamuna Tatchar. Gopi Vasanhar, and in that he steals their clothes. So he's Gopi Vasanhar. Rasarasik Kripa Moy. So he's Rasarasik. So why? And Srila Bhagavan Thakur is playing at this very moment. Rasarasik Kripa Moy. So he's saying that you are Rasarasik, please be merciful to me also, and please enter me in this wonderful pastime of Rasa. He's praying to him. Sri Radha Vallabh Vrindavana Natavar Bhakati Vinod Ashray. And you are Vallabha of Srimati Radhika. You are Sri Radha Vallabh and Vrindavana Natavar. So Bhakti Vinod is praying that please, O Krishna, you make me enter in this pastime of Prasadam, and I can also serve you with the same moods of Srimati Radhika and enhance the pleasure of both of you. That's what you're doing.
The jeep does any karma. Either it is Shastra Vihit Atma. Thinking that I am the karta of this karma. I am doing it. And does all the work karma only for his satisfaction. He is the bhokta of all the karma fall. Then it is karma kanda. No relation with Krishna in anyone. Either very far away or far near. No flow. So it gives karma bandhan. Birth and death. So it is karma kanda. And when
He knows that all these currents are not for growth. They are in end give unhappiness. And I am not the doer of any karma, and I am not the bhokta of all karma. So what he does, he offers all these karma phal to Bhagavan, to Parameshwar. Then these karma make his heart purifies the heart, and then Tattva Gyan comes, and then if any Sadhusan comes, if you say it is any Bhakta, then instead of offering all these karma phals, they himself offer in the lotus offerings of Krishna. And they become Saranagat, and thus they come in link of bhakti. So karma yoga is only a part of bhakti, not real bhakti. Only for a great distance it makes yoga with Krishna. No? So these are conversions. But this should be certainly Shastra belief. What is written in Shastra has to do only this thing, not that. Understand something?
In the Vedas are called karma. And when we perform this is for our own purpose, for our own motive, then it becomes karma.
And being the karta of all karma.
And here the person is thinking himself is the doer. I'm doing it for myself, and he is the doer. So this is karma. Then comes karma yoga. In karma yoga, when one offers the result of the action to the lotus feet of the Lord, but here the mood, though he is offering it to the Lord, but he is not actually doing it for the pleasure of the Lord. He has his own motive. But here he has got some sadhu sangha, and due to the effect of sadhu sangha, he has got little bit
of sadhu sangha,
pure devotee, the jnana devotee, sattva jnana, telling him about what is sattva, sattva, or etc., all these things, who is this, he, and what is this world, and what is actually supposed to do, all this kind of jnana, when it comes, this is called sattva jnana. So due to this effect, under the influence of this yam, when he performs this activity and offers it to the Lord, then it becomes karma yoga, which is
but
just linked.
But it is not true.
Then,
ज्ञान का उदय होगा.
Offering the result of his action to the Lord, and at the same time he is not desiring his own motive. He doesn't want his own satisfaction in that. Not on a pure basis. This is just he is doing it. What this will do? This will gradually purify his heart. When heart is purified up to some extent, then he'll get sattva jnana. This sattva jnana is a cause that he will understand who is who, what is bhakti.
No, sattva jnana nahi. Sattva jnana ka udaya hota hai. Fir jnana ke baad mein sadhu.
So by doing that, he first he gets only jnana. That purifies his heart. Then he gets doing this karma yoga, nishkam karma, then his heart gets purified, then jnana comes, then he gets the association of sadhu, and then sattva jnana comes, and then he understands what is true bhakti, and then he does that. So in this way we understand that karma yoga has a connection with bhakti, but from a very far off distance, a fixed distance between pure devotion, bhakti and karma yoga, but they are linked with it.
So it is karma yoga, but not pure bhakti. Understand?
Could you just say what?
Nature of the soul and the eternal function of the soul. And then like the
eternal
name. Nitya dhanka samadhi.
Bhagavan, what is bhakti, what is jiva, what is maya, all these jnana are sattva-jnana.
Yes, Vishnu Shiksha and Jnana Kattu-jnana.
Practice is Sutra-bhakti.
But you are doing
it. You are doing it. If you eat for yourself, then it is karma. And if you are eating for Krishna, then it is bhakti. What do you do? Anyhow, it is practice. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam gatanam. In any stage, it will be bhakti. But it may be that impure bhakti and pure bhakti. Or bhakti is impure. Sometimes aruk siddha, sometimes siddha and sometimes but it may be rajasic, tamasic and sattvic also, and nirguna also. Uttama bhakti is nirguna. By practicing this, half is done. And then pray. Otherwise, no. Roaming in. It depends on our association and our nishtha. If our nishtha is so solid and big, what is meaning of this?
Yeah.
What is telling Gurudev is quite true. What Krishna is telling, what Shastra is telling, quite true. This is true. And nishtha?